program evaluator with the U.S. Army Public Health Center. In this position, she evaluates health and wellness programs designed to improve health outcomes among target audiences Army-wide. She manages data collection, missions, and utilizes proficiency in qualitative and quantitative analysis, interpret evaluation findings. She is in her third year doctor of public health candidate at Morgan State University, and she is newly married to Sammy Dow and resides in Houston, Texas.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. As she stated, my name is Jacqueline Watkins Dow. And today I will be providing scientific findings from the study entitled Relationship Between Social Activity Involvement and Marijuana Use in the Past Year Among Adolescents 12 to 17 years old. Before beginning today's presentation, I must state that I have no relationships to disclose. So as health professionals, we know and understand that drug use among adolescents is a significant issue, especially within the United States. When we take a closer look at adolescents, research indicates that marijuana use is the most common illicit drugs among adolescents. Research collected by the United States Department of Health and Human Services indicates that in 2013, 7.1% of adolescents reported being current marijuana users. Marijuana use among adolescents has both short and long-term effects. In reference to short-term effects, it leads to difficulty with problem solving, complications with memory, loss of coordination, and changes in mood. When we take a closer look at long-term implications, it does have negative health implications, particularly for adolescents. It leads to changes in the brain, reproductive issues, problems with respiratory, and as well as the immune system, as well as emotional problems. There has been a lot of research conducted in reference to social activity involvement among adolescents. One particular study published in 2000 indicates that approximately 83% of adolescents 12 to 17 years old participate in at least one extracurricular activity. This research has not only been conducted within the public health field, but it has been researched among a variety of disciplines. And despite the variety in research fields, all of the findings have really been significant. They indicate that there is a positive association between social activity involvement with indicators such as academic performance, motivation, and psychological functioning. Additional studies indicate that social activity involvement, it leads to less opportunities for unsupervised risky activities. It has also been linked to lower dropout rates, delinquency, as well as substance use. And lastly, extracurricular activity involvement among adolescents is a predictor of outcomes in young adulthood, so mainly looking at educational attainment, mental health, as well as civic engagement. So when looking at these two topics, marijuana use and substance abuse, particularly marijuana use, they both have been researched within scientific literature, but there are limited studies today that have looked at the association between these two factors. So as a result, the purpose of this study was to examine the association between social activity involvement and marijuana use among adolescents. In reference to methodology, we used secondary data from the 2013 National Survey on Drug Use and Health. Our sample population consisted of 17,736 adolescents 12 to 17 years old throughout the United States. Our dependent variable was marijuana use in the past year, which was dichotomized as yes or no. Our Our independent variable was social activity involvement scores. And here we the question for the data collection tool just asks what was the number of school, community, and faith-based activities that the adolescents participated in. And here we categorized low as 0 to 3, medium 4 to 5, and high 6 to 8. We also had additional variables to help describe our sample population, and these consisted of gender, age, race, and family income. In reference to data management, we compared the frequency and distribution of marijuana use, gender, age, race, family income, and social activity involvement across categorical variables using a two-way contingency table. Next, we conducted a chi-squared analysis to compare the proportion of social activity involvement, gender, age, race, and family income by marijuana use in the past year. Tests with significance were two-sided, and p-values less than 0.05 were considered significant. Lastly, we used multiple logistic regression to examine the association between social activity involvement, again, gender, age, race, and family income by marijuana use in the past year. We calculated odds ratios and 95% confidence intervals for all of our independent variables. The statistical analysis that has been discussed was conducted using Stata software. So when taking a closer look at our sample population, you can see that 13.2% reported using marijuana in the past year. There were variations when looking at racial and ethnic groups, so 54.8% of our sample population were Caucasian, followed by 22.4% being Hispanic, and lastly 13.8% being African American. There were also some variation within total family income. Almost 30% reported family income between $20,000 to almost $50,000. And again, almost 36% of the sample population had a family income of more than $75,000 per year. So I'll let you take a minute to look at this table before we move forward to discuss the results. So our main findings here were adolescents who reported medium social activity involvement were 29% less likely to smoke marijuana in the past year compared to those with low social activity involvement scores. And again, similarly, when looking at those who reported high social activity involvement, they were 49% less likely. They had a lower odds of smoking marijuana in the past year compared to those who had low social activity involvement scores. So in taking a closer look at our demographic characteristics, the odds of marijuana use in the past year was lower among adolescents 12 to 15 years old compared to those 16 to 17. Odds of marijuana use was also lower among females compared to males. And lastly, odds of marijuana use in the past year was higher among adolescents who reported a family income of less than $20,000 per year. So again, our main findings here is that adolescents who have medium or high social activity involvement are less likely to smoke marijuana. And taking into consideration the theme of this year's APH annual meeting, Health and All Policies, we must take into consideration the fact that as of 2014, 23 states and the District of Columbia currently have laws legalizing marijuana in some use. And we must take the time to understand how that will impact the health and well-being of adolescents. So it is recommended that additional funding be provided for social activities such as community, faith-based, school-based activities for children, especially young males who reside in poor and underserved communities. These are my references for the facts that have been discussed today. I would like to acknowledge Morgan State for all of their support with this research project, as well as my fellow co-authors, a fellow student, India Johns, as well as our faculty and mentor, Dr. Hussein. Does anyone have any questions? Yes.
Were you able to look at your data and see if there was any impact on those students that are actually
No, we did not do any stratification by state, but that is something that we will be looking into moving forward. Yes?
You mentioned the health effects of marijuana. Is that recreational use versus daily use? Does it matter how often you use marijuana to get those health effects?
I'm really not sure. I'll have to do some more digging in the research, but I'm pretty sure what I found was consistent use of marijuana. Those were the negative health and social implications, but you also have to take into consideration that adolescents are still growing and developing, so drug use will affect them differently than the average adult who has already matured. Any more questions? Thank you.